You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
I actually love that people trust us with the most intimate problems in their lives.
Yeah.
Says a lot. Shows that we have bonded, and that's what we want. We want to bond with you. Jeremy, if people want to reach out, what's the best way to do it?
Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top there. Or you can find us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy. And then don't forget that brand new OnlyFans page that we have. Just search your boys on OnlyFans.
Hey, look, boys got to make a living, too.
That's right. It's a little side hustle.
This came through Facebook, and the very first line is, please, please, please do not use my name.
All right, what's her name?
You'll understand why.
Oh.
Well, I've decided we're going to call her Monet.
Beautiful.
I love that name.
Okay.
We'll call her Monet. She says, I've been good friends with a guy, and we can call him Brian. Nah, it's fine.
Brian.
I've been good friends with a guy we'll call Brian. I've known him since we were in college together years ago. We go out with the same friends a lot. I really like him as a friend. She says, but that's probably because I've never dated him. He's not a loyal dude.
Oh.
I've watched him cheat on a couple of women over the years, and it makes me sad for them. He just started seeing someone who was really cool. I like her a lot. He's brought her to a few of our parties, and she's fun to talk to.
Oh, great.
Here's my dilemma. Since I like her, I kind of want to warn her to not get too attached to Brian, because I just know he's going to do her dirt. But he's also my friend. And I don't want to screw that up because we are in the same friend circle. What would you do? She adds a few other things, but I'm going to cut those out. And okay. We'll just leave it at that.
All right.
We'll call her Monet.
She just essentially wants to warn the new girl. She wants to warn her.
Yeah. Because she knows Brian.
And his past.
And she knows he's a pig.
His naughty ways in the past.
He's a pig.
But does she know the full extent of those previous relationships? Maybe things were not great, and that's why he did move on, and, you know.
Well, there's moving on and there's cheating.
But, or was he just dating? I mean.
Right, there is that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of strength in what she's saying here in this very last line, or second to last line. He says, we are in the same friend circle. Yeah. And that does add a dynamic to everything.
Sure because does.
When, let's say you've got a group of, let's just say, hypothetically, six people, and two of them get into a tiff, and let's say it's enough that it causes them to have a fallout, that has like a ripple effect over
sure. It just makes
everybody
it all weird.
In that group.
It makes it all weird. Every time you get together, it's going to be weird.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then it becomes one of those, well, how about this time we don't invite Brian? Or how about this time we don't invite Monet? Because yeah. Those two, but people continue to like them
Monet's
individually.
Because Monet's a snitch, essentially.
So I see what she's saying about it. I don't want to screw up this friend. Yeah. She's had a friendship with this guy since college. But at the same time, she really likes this young woman. And she's like, I feel like I should say something to him.
Yeah, I mean, on the surface, you probably should just mind your own business. But I love the juiciness of this, so I kind of want her to say something.
Well, she wants help. She's asking for Dom and Jeremy listeners to sound off. Would you say something to the new person, or would you just let it go and let Brian be the way he's going to be?
We need your thoughts and opinions and calls.
Tanya, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. I absolutely love your show.
Oh, I want to kiss your face right now.
Oh, my God. If we could hug you, we would.
I moved here 5 years ago. I listen to you every morning. You make me laugh every day.
Well, are you the sweetest thing ever? Where'd you come from?
Grand Junction.
Hey. Oh, so not too far.
Western Slope. All right.
Right on.
Do you miss the peaches and everything over there?
Mm. And the wine.
No, I just have somebody bring them to me. It all comes
there you
over.
Go.
You got a lot of wineries down there, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they also bring wine every time they come.
That's what I'm talking about.
Peaches and wine. I get my peaches out in Grand Junction.
Mm.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's very sweet of you. Listen, so what do you think Monet should do here?
All right, so I say she stays out of it with the girl. He may have cheated previously because he hasn't found the one, and she needs to go talk to him and be straight up with him about how it makes everyone feel.
Listen to you being all mature. That's great. Go talk to
Brian. You know
what's
funny? You use the exact same wording one of our listeners wrote in, and her name is Leah, and she goes, how does Monet know that this isn't the one for Brian that might turn him around? And
absolutely,
if she says something, it could ruin everything for no reason. And then Tanya, she says, keep your trap shut.
Yeah, I'm telling you, she doesn't know what went on in these previous relationships. So just chill
her
a little bit.
Her spidey senses may be off with this guy.
You know what my other thought or scenario would be? That maybe this Monet has the hots for Brian.
Maybe in the background.
I think maybe she might have the hots for him. And she's just like, I got to get rid of this new girl.
I don't think so. And I'll tell you something else. Since Monet knows his whole track record, that's for people who know that about someone, they're not attracted to him.
She's like, I'm going to change him. I'm going to keep him with me.
I mean, Tanya, if you had a guy, let's say, who was a friend of yours for years and years and years, and you knew he was a total pig, would you be attracted to him?
No, not me. I'm not. Well, maybe when I was 19.
Oh, well, there is that, I guess. So maybe the hormones override us. I don't know.
Maybe when I was young and wanted to conquer the one no one could get.
Right. There you go. You're like, I'm going to change him. He's going to be mine.
It's a solid point you're making. Hey, thank you for listening. Thanks for being with us for the last 5 years. We love you, Tanya.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for being on the show. Listen to some of these others. This is from Bree, who says, and by the way, Jer, what I love is that this is really split amongst the people who are writing in. Bree goes, of course you say something. It doesn't have to be a warning to run, but just a heads up that Brian has a history. And then she adds, it's nobody's fault but his. If that is truly the way he's chosen to live his life, there are consequences.
Well,
yeah, I mean,
deep.
If you start developing a, let's say, a reputation for something, well, whose fault is that? It's not Monet's fault.
Right, it's Brian's.
But Ryan says, no, you don't say anything. It's not Monet's problem. Why do so many people feel like they have to negotiate other people's relationships? If Brian cheats on this nice new person, it's not Monet's fault or her responsibility.
Boom.
And Carly wrote in and said, of course you say something. Why? And then in all caps, she says, because it's the right thing to do. And then her last line is, geez, people.
My goodness. I've got six. They're all really quick, and all I have to say is the ladies. This one has fired the ladies up for some reason. They're essentially, what I'm seeing here, crucifying Monet. She says, Heather, tell Monet to mind her own business. Boom. Linda, she's super nosy. I would never be friends with her. Gwen, who is she, the dating police? It's not her job to butt into other people's business. Let it play out. Jenny, this woman thrives on drama. Brian needs to leave Monet. And then the last one, Jasmine. Well, then just be friends with this woman and get along. If she breaks up with Bri Guy, so be it. You've gained a new friend in the process.
Now that is probably the best point of all.
Jasmine, home run right there at the end. Let it
play out, and
you're going to get a new friend.
People are suddenly crucifying Monet because she's got a conscience over this person
nosy.
That she likes. I don't think so. I don't think she would be nosy if she was constantly getting in people's business. This is one time where she's just thinking about trying to do the right thing. As, who was it? Carly said, it's the right thing to do, to warn somebody.
All right. I don't know.
Well, Monet, we know you're listening.
Yeah.
You've
now
heard all of the advice from both sides, including the people who are absolutely doing character assassination on you.
Yeah, they're killing you. Sorry.
You're going to have to make the decision, but should we want to follow?
Good luck.